St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of Local Music on the Radio here on The Rock Station 97.7, The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Good to have you on board tonight for a Sunday. Bob Cupp with you, Mr. Utah Burgess with us as well. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob. I brought some friends tonight.
I was going to say, we have. It's taken us 13 years to figure out that when we have guests in every once in a while, they could probably just co-host the show with us.
And, it depends. You know. Yeah. Depends on what we got going on.
Yeah, but here we go. Another show that a band is going to co-host with us. And I think you've got some connections to this band.
Yeah, they all owe me money. And
so you had to bring him into the studio to put him down. Bond. Tony Vallela is here.
Hi.
The most average, what is it? The most
okayest, yeah.
Most okayest guitarist in the world.
That's the word I've chosen. Yeah.
and current Grassy winner.
That's
also
right.
He's part of the Ragged Company. Exactly. He's holding the Reigning Crowns for a couple more months.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, so I guess actually we have multiple bands represented here tonight, then, don't we?
Yeah, I suppose we do.
Yeah. And we've got Sleeves over here, Johnny Costa, hey, JC3, I like to call him. We'll go with the Sleeves because, you got them covered up today. But it's good to see you, man.
That's good to see you too, Bob.
Yeah. Go back quite a few years, and you guys have all come together and had a fantastic previous year here. Josie Award shows and international chart success, dropping singles. It has been a busy year for the Noble Ops Band, hasn't it now?
It really has. In fact, we just dropped a brand new single yesterday, which we're going to play tonight.
Yeah.
And so looking forward to that.
Yeah, fantastic. So we'll find out a little bit about the Noble Hops Band, and we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, presenting our opening segment of the show here, Jim Harpell and crew. And I want to mention the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We had two previews this week. How about that?
Yeah, because of the Good Easter, Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, because of the Easter holiday. I was the only one in the building, and I couldn't push two buttons at the same time to run back and forth across the console. So we thought it would sound better if we just did it Monday when Jay was back.
Well, you should have thrown up the Grassroots symbol in the air there, Bob, and I'd have been right here.
But, we have two previews presented by Cummings Candy and Coffee, the center stage, and it's closing in a little bit at a time here, winding our way through mid-April now, and next thing you know, the next A in the alphabet of the calendar will be August, and August 20th through 22nd, and make sure you're there, thebandjam.com, and should be another fun-filled year.
Of course, that's going to come after another major event in August, which
that's
I'm
true.
Sure they're going to just have to tell the world about.
Now that we're on the radio and we have the appropriate platform, this is going to be like the world debut of us letting everybody know that Johnny and I have the same birthday.
That is so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So before you get ready for the Grassroots or the festival, you got to get ready for the birthday brothers.
The
August
birthday
5th,
brother.
All right?
August 5th.
August 5th.
You both celebrate the same birthday.
We do.
Well, I'll say August is an incredible month to celebrate birthdays.
It is.
So
very true.
That's good. So, well, we'll have to have a party or something. Or, you know.
These guys party all the time.
I don't. Well, that's why you are the Noble Hops. So give us a little background on how the Hops, this version of the Hops, because we've talked a lot. The band evolution that you've had of the Noble Hops has gone through numerous changes, and we kind of went through that on one of these episodes. But kind of bring us up to where the present day Noble Hops has planted itself, because you guys have been together as a foursome here.
Yeah, we're in our fourth year now.
Yeah, 4 years now.
And a year prior to that, Tony and the Brad, who isn't here, and I'm not sure why he's not. He didn't answer any messages regarding this.
I thought he'd be here today.
Yeah, I thought, but whatever. He's a busy guy.
Well, we will say on my behalf here on the Grassroots Show, we are deeply disappointed that the Brad couldn't actually physically be here, Tony.
I thought he'd be here for sure. I did always think he had a face for radio, so he would have done very well here today.
And and Scott Cosley, which was they were members of the Mo Nelson band.
Okay.
So we had gone out for a year playing just Mo's music as the Mo Show, which we've certainly talked about on this show and featured as well. So we did that. It was a blast. And I've just had all this music that's just been sitting around. And Mo's passing was kind of that spark I needed that, hey, you know, he left music behind that we all get to still enjoy and you know, keeps him in our minds.
Yeah.
And so I better get on it if I want to leave anything that I've written behind, because, you know, I'm always focused on everybody else's music. And so I had to take a moment and say it's time to focus on me. So.
Yeah. Well, and appropriately so, because I know even on this show, you've had the opportunity to play over the years. We've had Rob in, and you guys would play your version of the Noble Hops and some of the material. And going back to the very first Rock Done Right tour stop at the Strand Theater, we got to hear some of the material that you wrote. And I think everybody, to a person that was in earshot, was saying, man, you got to record that stuff. So you found the right grouping to pull that together.
Yeah, it was fine. It happened, and it does take the right people. There's no doubt about that. And so I lucked out and found the right people to do that.
Well, I go back to the Mo Show year, man. I got to see quite a few of those stops, and that was an incredible year. And I'm sure Tony being a part of the band with Mo, was pretty special.
That was, I will say, I'm always going to be thankful to Utah for putting that group together to get the band going again, because I never thought I'd play those songs again. And for me, you know, I wrote a lot of those guitar parts. Mo kind of would just let me have free reign to do whatever I wanted on his songs, and to be able to play those again, I mean, I'm getting chills thinking about it right now. But that was very special.
Sure.
And
sure.
Then he opened up the opportunity for me to join Noble Hop. So of course, right away, absolutely.
Yeah. And of course, Brad was part of that, so there was the connection there. So how did Sleeves come to be?
Well, if you check out Meet the Band series that Noble Hops put out, you'll see a very detailed recollection that I have of how it became. And the story goes, I was the fifth person asked. I'll say fifth, so I'm not exaggerating. Might have been the fourth, but the fifth.
Maybe sixth.
I'm going to stick with five. And, so Utah reached out to me, said, hey, man, four or five other people declined. Are you free? I'm like, heck yeah, man, I'm in. I'm all in. So, here I am.
There you go. They needed a bass player. Here you are.
I was thrilled.
And, of course, you do some gigging with our friend Donnie Ozzo, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Slightly Suspicious.
Yes. And, actually, I got to give Donnie a shout-out, because when he was running his open mics down at the Lindora Hotel, and he's done that for years, he's like the pioneer of it in Butler County, as far as I'm concerned. But he got me back playing music after I took a little hiatus from it, you know.
Yeah.
And so Donnie encouraged me to start playing. Him and I were hanging out and strumming our acoustic guitars and singing. And things just worked out, you know, and I ended up co-hosting some open mics with him. He invited me to do that, which was amazing. And I'm very grateful for him getting me to play music again, which got me back on this track. So now I'm just blessed to play with a lot of talented and such nice people. So,
yeah, that's very cool, man. I mean, we've known each other for a long time through the bowling roots, and I knew you'd played, and we'd talked about music for years, and just kind of life gets in the road sometimes, but it's good to see that you kind of ventured your way back around in performing.
Yeah, it's a great time. And again, thank you, Donnie, for that. I appreciate it.
I think it's important, though, to let our audience know, though, that he does claim to be in bands that I don't think he ever really was in. So if you're ever talking to him and he starts stumping some stuff on you, you might want to fact check that.
That's probably good advice. Very good advice.
course, the Brad Hurlbert, who unfortunately couldn't be with us here, or chose not to be with us here.
He's in spirit. He's here in spirit. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's our engine, man.
Yeah, but a heck of a drummer, too. It is a lot of fun. You guys just have such a cool energy when you play, and it looks like you're really, truly enjoying that, at least for the moment, because the moment we talk to bands and everything looks like it's going great, the next episode we have to say, well, they broke up. But that's family life, I guess.
No, I mean, Brad and I go back, geez, like he first started drumming for Mo in 2012, and then we were in that band until we morphed into like my 90s cover band, Pixelated. So we were in that for the first year together, and then back playing with the Mo Show. So pretty much almost continuously for, geez, going on, I'm bad at math. Johnny, help me out. How many years ago? 2012 to now.
He looks to him for math. That's 14. I'm a math magician, so I'm the right guy to ask.
You were quick on that.
That's
too.
Right.
Hey, let's get into some music, and we'll continue our fun chat here. We're going to do something that that you have created, Mr. Costa.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tell us about this. JC3, Welcome to My World.
Welcome to My World. This is a song I wrote. I couldn't tell you. It's probably 2005-ish to 7-ish somewhere.
Okay.
And I played with a group of guys. We called ourselves Double Shot. Mm-hmm. And it was with Seth LeGrand, who does the vocals, and John Stranick on the drums, and Paco Bango on the bass. And I played guitar. And it was such a nice project. And this song was about, for me, I played music with a lot of different people over the years, and a lot of people have egos, attitudes, whatnot, and it's just like, I don't want that. And the guys I played music with were such good people, and basically welcomed my world, because I'm not going to put up with any drama, because you're only here one time, man, and you got to enjoy it. Don't look back, no regrets, and live your best life, no drama.
I like it. I like it. I can fact check and say, yes, Double Shot did exist, by the way.
Utah. First I've heard of him.
I was wondering. The whole entire time he was saying that, I was wondering if it was true.
Yeah. This time.
And we're going to follow that up with a band named Deadshot, and we'll ask Tony about that after we hear Jawbreaker, too. But first up, Welcome to My World, and welcome to the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We'll be right back.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show. You found 97.7 FM, or maybe you're streaming it at 977rocks.com. It will be archived as well, and we are visiting with the Noble Hops Band here tonight. Cummings Candy and Coffee Service presenting this segment of our show. And, of course, they're presenting the Friday morning get-together we call Center Stage at the Band Jam, previewing or reviewing some of the bands you'll get an opportunity to see live and in person. August 20th through 22nd kicks off with the singer-songwriter in the round, brought to you by Ram Automotive, Thursday night at 7, August 20th. And then the 21st, 5 o'clock, bands take the stage again for Friday night. And then all day Saturday, Cooper's Lake Campground, be there. Go to thebandjam.com, get those tickets, and make your plans.
And as a part of that singer-songwriter, we're going to have Donny Iozzo, who we were talking about in segment one. So he'll be along for that. So check it out.
So will you be in the crowd jawing and cheering?
Oh, I'm going to be front and center, making full eye contact with him.
You're going to make it awkward.
I'm going to try my best. Yeah, but absolutely, I'll be there to support him 100%.
Yeah, that's such a cool opportunity that singer-songwriter in the round that Utah came up with. Just five people sitting on bar stools, telling stories, and it is just one of the magical pieces that makes Band Jam Weekend so special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was great last year. That was that was one of my highlights.
Yeah, fun stuff. Visiting with the guys in the Noble Hops Band, Sam the Brad, but he's here in spirit. We've got Utah Burgess, who is rhythm guitarist and lead vocalist primary, although you guys all seem to take a turn in doing material as well. We've got Tony Villela, lead guitar, and some vocals as well. And Sleeves, Johnny Costa, on bass, and yes, some vocals at all. Does Brad do any vocals at all?
He's just always talking.
Yeah.
In between every song.
Yeah. We try to avoid giving him a mic whenever possible.
Because he's directing you. Yeah. Well, that's the backbeat and key to the band right there. Deadshot, Jawbreaker. So give us a little detail of that, Tony.
Oh, I'm very excited about this. So Deadshot was my very first band. The first time I was ever on a stage was with this group of guys. We formed at Lock Haven University in like 2007, 2008. I started the band with my dear friend, Brian Collins, who I still speak to daily. And he gives me, advice on PA equipment and all that stuff. But so we started the band and kind of got traction right away. You know, I mean, we went up and down like, D.C., Virginia, New York, so we were all over the place. And so this wasn't like everybody's first garage band. Like, we kind of got to it and did it right off the bat. So Zach Slider was our lead vocalist. He recently was with us at the Beacon doing a whole lot of Rosie. Mark Nutwell on rhythm guitar on this track, Kyle Cicilloni on drums, and Brian Flanagan on bass. And this will be the first time it's ever been heard in 17 years, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So
we're honored here.
And this is on our second EP that we released.
Yeah. Good stuff. Deadshot, the song Jawbreaker. Cool stuff. Tony, how did you get involved playing guitar? Was that something that you grew up doing?
He came out of the womb with one, I'm pretty sure.
I guess I don't know how I got interested in it. I was probably in middle school, maybe 14, 15 years old. And, I started listening to, it was late 90s, mid 90s, So, I was listening to Oasis, and mm-hmm. It was actually the Beatles that, made me decide, I think I want to do this. And I just kind of stuck with it. And it was actually through a really good friend of mine from back home named Mike Hughes. He's the lead guitar player in an AC/DC tribute called Livewire. Okay. And, when I met my friend Ryan, Mike was like, hey, do you guys like each other? You're writing songs together. We're like, yeah. We thought we would just go out and do like an acoustic duo. Because to me at the time, being in a band was like, it was something that was unobtainable. I never even thought about it. He's like, well, if you like each other, you play well together, why don't you start a band? And so we did, and that was Deadshot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a cool story.
And then, I got into some other stuff. Got my first big boy job, moved to Pittsburgh in 2010, and was starting to get more into like the alternative country scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I answered a Craigslist ad. Country, yeah,
follow that up.
Yeah, country artist looking for lead guitar player and name check like Casey Donahue Band and some other names. So, and it was my buddy Ryan Collins, who I started Deadshot with. He's like, go check it out. And it was Mo Nelson.
Wow.
And
I was going to ask you how you met Mo, and that's it.
So that was it. So yeah, my first band was Deadshot. Second band ever was Mo Nelson Band. So.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
Quality track record, I guess.
Hop right into that and and met the man, Mo.
That's right.
Did he write that ad when he posted it on Craigslist from his boat down in the Keys? Or?
So at the time, I assumed, I think he was just coming back from Austin.
Okay.
Where he recorded his debut album, 4 Days and 40 Years. He did the album using studio musicians, and then, when he came back to Pittsburgh, was looking for guys to fill out his roster, so
he could play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you guys were together in Mo's entire run then?
Pretty much. I took a hiatus in 2013 and I played hockey for a bunch of years. I actually put the guitar away.
Okay.
Like 4 years, sat under a bed. and I bought skates.
Another thing that doesn't cost any money.
Right. I have the two most expensive hobbies in the world. And then we got back together 2016, 2017. I rejoined, and that led into everything that's happened since.
Yeah. And here we are today, the Noble Hops Band.
That's right.
Having some fun and releasing some material. And speaking of releasing material, rumor has it that there has been another song dropped. So you've been pretty busy here as a band, dropping singles pretty regularly over the last year. Is it a little more than a year now? I kind of lose track.
Well, every 3 or 4 months, I think we've been dropping one. The first one was Me For Me, which came out 2 years ago.
Oh, is that long?
Yeah, and then we, because that had already, some of the foundation of that had already been recorded. So,
okay.
Had Sleeves replace the bass parts on it, and Tony filled in the lead guitar on it. And then we released that and started recording the singles we've dropped since then. Yeah. So it was almost a full year.
Yeah.
It was into February of last year that we dropped Kelso Beach. So okay. That, and then from there it was Life by the Numbers and then The Trunk. So this is only the fourth.
Oh yeah.
We've got quite a few sitting in the studio. So
cool.
Yeah. So just yesterday we released Music Man officially and did a show in Erie with good friends of ours, Ingo Swan, which we just played here recently with their brand new single. And so had a good time with that because Oasis is always fun up there. We love playing up there. We love playing up in Erie, and we've been able to get some traction up there.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like you're up there. It almost feels like every other week. So
it's a good spot. It's a nice scene up in Erie for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We've been able to sample that on the show thanks to Utah and some of the connections that you've made up there. It's been fun to hear some of that. And, of course, Two-Man Happy Hour, being involved in connecting up, spreading the word of love of local music.
So. And one of our favorite places to play, they're going to be our guests next week because I'll be doing a remote from Twisted Elk Brewery.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be on the show next week.
So good stuff. Noble Hops Band in the studio. Well, why don't we spin this new single? Tell us a little bit about Music Man.
If you play music, you know the struggles of playing music. And
can't confirm.
So it's just sort of follows a person who, kind of anonymous. He's the Music Man, Just kind of follows him through some of his travels in making music across the land and coming also to the realization that, his time's going to pass here on earth, but that music and everything that he's left behind is going to work its way through the younger generations, the people coming up, and they're going to carry that forward. They're going to create their own music. And it's just, it's a never ending stream. Yeah. I mean, music is the most powerful thing there is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Love's failed me, music never has. So it's a powerful thing.
Very cool stuff. It's brand new, and we're going to hear a live in the studio cut right after that. But this is it. This is the Grassroots debut, anyway, of the Music Man song from the Noble Hops. They dropped it last night, and you're hearing it here on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station. Grassroots presented by Shady Lady Productions, the Noble Hops Band.
A handful of ex-wives. I play for tips and draft beer chips, hell, sometimes even for free. Sing what I please, I keep off my knees, I keep it me for me. The road's been long, I call it my home, and I wouldn't change a thing. It's got me by, I'll go till I die, I just love to play and sing. You might think I'm a foolish man, but you just don't understand. It's in my blood, it runs in my veins, it's what makes me a music man. Music man. Guitar in my hand.
as I plug my guitar in and put the pick to my strings, eyes turn towards the stage as I begin to sing. As the lights slowly fade away and I drive off into a brand new day, one thing you can bet your ass is I'm gonna buy all the way.
Truth that is constant, it can't be denied. Just stand up and fight along with those by his side. And I know my life's been better with those high shoes. Those high shoes. Those high shoes. Those high shoes.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back into the studio tonight, the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions. This segment being brought to you by Bill Damiano and Build the Scene and all the great work that he does helping to continue the construction of this scene, building it and keeping it strong.
Actually, I think I have an interview with him tomorrow night.
Oh, do you?
I'm glad you mentioned his name. Thank you.
Bing.
Yeah, April 13th, I think we're talking about Music Man. And
all right. So is that for the Pennsylvania Rock Show?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, hey, and if you're a band out there, Bill's always looking for people. He'd love to interview you, so reach out and follow Build the Scene with Bill Damiano. And if you, he can take care of bands and a little bit of everything. He's even created the website for the Butler County Sports Hall of Fame, so, and many, many more. He's pretty, he knows that stuff a lot better than I do. But we know one thing, we're hearing some great music tonight. We just got to hear a live cut, the live in the studio version of Kelso Beach with the Noble Hops. We've got Utah Tony and Sleeves, Johnny Costa in the studio. And tell us a little background again of that song, Utah. I know we've talked about it on here, but just bring it full circle now that we've heard it live in the studio. That's a song that you were kind of eavesdropping on beautiful Lake Erie in a certain spot and came to that song.
Yeah, you know, our friend George Fisher, who we've featured on the show multiple times, owns a beautiful cottage that's right on the shore of Lake Erie there at Kelso Beach. And I was there, and it was an incredible snowstorm. It was just amazing. You know, and fires going in the background. I'm by myself. I'm 12 deep into, you know, the high life. And I just wrote that, and it came out. And I brought it to the band. And, you know, we were kind of like, well, you know, what else we got? And I got this song, but I didn't really think it was going to fit what we were kind of aiming for, you know.
And more of a ballad.
Yeah.
Sort of a thing.
I just started playing it, and by the second take.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking for Brad, I know that we've talked about it. And
excuse me. It's the Brad.
The Brad. Not A Brad, the Brad. But, yeah, you know, from his perspective, he said, you know, the drum part just kind of fell out. It just wrote itself. And then, you know, I had that little repetitive guitar motif, I guess you'd say, with the swirly bits in it that I don't know if it translates. But
no, it's you know, he's doing this John Paul Jones bass
part
over.
Yeah, the bass line on that.
Yeah, well, the Brad, once he started laying down his rhythm, what he wanted to put on there, I just kind of piggybacked off that, and that's what kind of inspired me with, you know, just picking up what he's laying down, you know. So, I definitely piggybacked off of the Brad.
And it's kind of funny that, you know, here, this is a song, I'm like, I don't know that this is what we want to do, and we were in Nashville, you know, last November, wondering if they're going to call our name for Song of the Year off of that. You know, it's kind of crazy that I'm sitting there like, it's probably not for us. And
That's and, a well-written song, man.
And there it went, you know. And we recorded that at Rattle Clack with Jazz Byers, and he helped produce it and added a bunch of, you know, different the organ and percussion really nice and textures. Stuff. And he, you know, he's our Pat Smear, you know, and our producer, you know, and he's kind of that fifth member of the band in a way.
So. And that is so huge. I mean, you can't underscore that enough. You know how important. The different pieces of a song will be, and I don't think the average listener really pays attention a lot to that.
Right.
I mean, like when you're thinking about a bass, you know, the people, unless you break down a song, you don't realize how important that is in that connection, not only to the drums, but to the bassist and the, even the vocals of a song.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, not to jump in there, but, you know, we all kind of come from various musical backgrounds. So, like, you know, having a like a harder rock song, like a Thinking About Drinking or Kelso Beach, we can kind of figure our way through all of those different genres, I guess. But at the end of the day, it still sounds like the band.
Yeah. Well, and I think that just underscores the talent that you have that has been brought together in this particular band. And obviously, Utah, for a song to come to life like that as the primary lyricist of that particular song, it's got to be gratifying.
Oh, it was. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm just extremely fortunate. You know, I might have written the songs, you know, in the proper form, you know, like, the, you know, who wrote the lyrics and the melody, all that. But it's really not a song until these guys take it. And they, and I've said this multiple times, they make it so much more than I ever envisioned it would be, heard it in my head. And I mean, they just take it and blow it up. It's I'm fortunate.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, folks, if you haven't caught them live, you guys are just so powerful on stage. You know, you can see the musicianship. You all take a piece. You know, it's not just Utah presenting vocals all the time. I mean, you guys all take a piece and have some fun. I mean, you have the ability to really get a crowd going, which is really cool to see.
It's fun to ham it up sometimes and sing a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's what we love more. Like, one of the reasons we don't play in the area too much, we've been playing out of the area, is because we want to go and play in front of people we don't know and see if the recipe we have here works. And that, for me, has been probably the most gratifying thing of it, is to go throw down what we throw down and people we don't even know, or all of a sudden they're like, who are you people? Where, you know, that is so gratifying to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's got to be exciting. The Noble Hops Band in the studio here tonight. And JC3 playing the bass. I mean, how did you pick that up? And why, and what influenced you?
Well, you know, I'm originally a guitar player, you know, and I'm not the okayest guitar player like Tony. But no, but I was playing guitar a lot and, you know, doing my own thing. And I did a lot of different bands over the years with Lost Minds and Double Shot and Creep Stash and with certain musicians. And I just kind of transitioned into the bass with Utah. I played with a band called CPR. Again, it's one of these fictitious bands that I played with. And with Anthony Rufo and Ray Paganelli on drums. And, you know, I played bass for him. You know, Anthony asked me if I'd play bass. I'm like, sure. And he's a really fantastic musician. And we worked out a lot of parts together back then. So the bass kind of got put away then for many, many years until Utah asked me to join the Noble Hops and play, and I just kind of picked it back up and started again. But I've been playing the guitar since high school.
Yeah,
you know, with Paul Banco, and he was always the bass player over the years.
Okay,
and I just kind of picked it up and just had fun with it whenever I needed to put a part down for my own recordings or whatnot.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, you're very good at it. And it's a lot of fun to watch you guys live and in person. What's the game plan for the coming year? I mean, how do you top hanging out in Nashville at the Josie Awards?
We hope to go back to Nashville. I won't lie to you. But, well, you know, we just dropped Music Man, and there's a lyric video that goes along with that. And speaking of videos, we put out a video for Kelso Beach also, which is available. We put that out 1 year after we had released it. And a lot of that was filmed at Kelso Beach, so it's a lot of what it looks like down there in the vibe. We're going to ride Music Man as far as we can. We have a live EP we're going to drop in May.
Oh, cool!
That we recorded for Americana Highways. So now that all of the songs that are featured on that have been released, We're going to put that out. So it's us live. Jazz, we did it at Jazz's studio, and it was just broadcast live that night for Americana Highways. And it turned out really, really well. And we're like, well, we should probably not just throw this away.
Yeah.
So we're going to release that. And then we've got another single this summer coming out we're going to play live here in the studio, too. So.
Very excited for that one.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And you joined up with Michael Stover and had some representation promotion that certainly hasn't hurt, that it helps spread the music around the world, which is pretty advantageous nowadays with the technology that we have.
Yeah, we've been with him for a year, and we're going to ride out another year with him. And we also with From the Depths Entertainment, which does a lot of promo for us also on the side. They're on the eastern side of the state, I believe. But
okay.
So, yeah, and it's you got to have people behind you and supporting you. I mean, a big shout out to those who come to our shows, seriously, that they're the greatest. But, you know, the Brad, his wife Deborah, she hauls everything in for us and sets it all up. And at the end of the show, she tears it all down, hauls it back out for us.
She does a great job.
I just play and drink.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And I just sit in the corner.
Yeah.
And so it's fantastic having that kind of support, you know. And then, of course, Linda Weber has done all of the artwork for us up to this point also. And she's done a fantastic job. So she and our photo shoots and things like that she has.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you guys got a pretty cool vibe going on with just the image and all the material you've been putting out. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more about that because the reference Meet the Band was brought up earlier. So we need to maybe find out how you, the listener out there, can meet the band. But right now, why don't we play a tune called Life by the Numbers, which you guys are going to do live in the studio here. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Pretty excited about this. We did this. We recorded it at Jazz's, and I just felt like the bridge was missing something. We just weren't hitting the bridge. It just wasn't there. And it's sort of kind of where the song just kind of throws it out there. What, you know, hey, you need to, it's your life. Better do something about it and do it right. It needed some gospel there. So I reached out to Miss Freddie, and she came in. It was Mother's Day. She had just got done working she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Just got done working, came in and fiddled around with that a little bit, and then boom, there it was. And it was just fantastic. And
yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, she did. And just exactly. I'm like, wow, that's better than I even had pictured it. So thank you. And that's sitting right now number 11 on the Cashbox magazine chart. So we dropped that last July 4th. Mm-hmm. And that has steadily been going up and up and up, and just found out the first of this month that's number 11.
April 12th is the date here. Think about that. You referred to when it was dropped.
Yeah.
That's some staying power right there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Well, it's proof of a good song, and they're going to do it live in the studio right now. It's Life by the Numbers, Noble Hops live on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
That's covering the land. I rise from bed with a solid plan. Drink my cup and I listen to the sounds coming from outside. It sure is good to be alive. Go to work and do my job, and I stay the whole day through, yeah. 'Cause idle hands are the devil's stew. Evening comes, I kick my feet up, crack myself a cold one. Help me another, oh, this one's done. One, two, three. Well, if you listen to me, I can tell you how easy it can be. For 5 cents, you can get your kids living and loving and laughing and being free. Need no script to try and make me feel like I'm alive. Just give me some sunshine and bright blue sky. The common sense, free will, and responsibility. Yeah, well, that's my medical recipe. One, two, three. Well, if you listen to me, I can tell you how easy it can be. For 5 cents, you can get your kids living and loving and laughing and being free. Don't matter what your color, but if you're rich or poor, it's how we treat one another that'll even the score. It's only two sides of a dance, a left one and a right. The first one's where it all begins, and the last one is how you finish the fight. Yeah! One, two, three. Well, if you listen to me, I can tell you how easy it can be. For 5 cents, yeah, you can get your kids living and loving and laughing and being free. 7, 8, 9, yeah, it doesn't cost a dime. Out your hand and try to be kind. She'd always, always be there.
I didn't know I was going no home. When I sobered up and she was gone.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Couple of dates to keep in mind on the General Concert Calendar. Saturday, July 25th, it'll be Corey's Cruise at the Butler Fairgrounds. That's actually part of the Rock Done Right Tour as well. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for the latest information, with new information even added this week on some of the vendors that you'll get a chance to see. Also, Sunday, June 28th, how about a celebration of life for Scotty Bajak at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick? Local music, basket raffles, 50-50, and more. As part of that Rock Done Right tour as well, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival comes to Cooper's Lake Campground again, August 20th through 22nd. It will be the place to be in August. Tickets are on sale now at thebandjam.com. Be sure to be there for the Thursday night singer-songwriter in the round, presented by Ram Automotive. That's absolutely free of charge. And then have your tickets for Friday and Saturday, August 21st and 22nd. Cooper's Lake, thebandjam.com. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, coming up on Wednesday, April 15th, how about a tax is filed relief stress ceremony? The Noble Hops will be live at Poverty Knob in Waterford. It's a charity family night pint to benefit the Transplant Hope Foundation. What a night that will be. How about Thursday, April 16th? Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Corner Tavern again, featuring Jennifer Lynn Baker at 7:30. Saturday, April 18th, the 11th Frame local live music series at the 11th Frame, featuring the Honky Tonk Heroes. 9 o'clock start with Miller Lite specials. It's a Rock Done Right tour stop. And Saturday, April 18th, the House Concert Series presents Appalachian Honey at the Field House in Cabot from 7 to 10. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. The Noble Hops Band live in the studio with us here tonight. We want to thank Two Man Happy Hour and music from the 412. Just popped it on in my Fire Stick over the weekend. Was jamming. I mean, it's just that I loved MTV back in the day when it was music. And it doesn't exist anymore. You can watch some YouTube highlights of Headbangers Ball, or you can pop up music from the 412 and just play local music. And it's fantastic. And if you want to keep that going, check it out, please. If you haven't done so, musicfromthe412.com, easy way to find it. But consider popping in a donation. Or if you're a business out there, they would love to do some advertising for you.
Absolutely. A big shout out to Rocky for that. And you asked what else was on the horizon. We are going to be on Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony. Oh, so we have already filmed that.
We did do that.
And so looking forward to that dropping this season as well. That was a lot of fun hanging out.
A lot of fun hanging out down there
with Rocky and everybody. And he just does amazing job.
Yeah, it is a first-class operation. Check it out. Music from the 412 television. And they've got a little radio station as well. Celebrating local music connections. We just heard a tune called Thinking About Drinking from the Noble Hops here live in the studio. Give us some details on that, because hold on here, man. I'm going to try to reach around. I got some Cummings coffee, but I need something else now.
Yeah, that's why we need this interview to wrap up, because we're sitting here thinking about drinking here.
I know. I have been the whole time. So.
And yeah, that's actually a very old song. Almost, not quite 20 years. Almost. That was from my days in Bum.
I was going to say, was this the trio? Huh?
Yeah, I wrote that way back then. Wow. And Marty helped with the lyrics on that as well. He had different lyrics to it back in the Bum days. And so when I was pulling this back out, I reached out to him and I said, hey, you know, you want to give me them lyrics you had back in the day? And he's like, well, I don't even remember how they went. So he gave me a kind of a mock-up of it, and I just took it and made what worked for this. So he's a co-writer on that with the lyrics, and I brought the music, and we used to jam that. Had a good time jamming it, and love jamming it now.
Yeah, that was Utah came to us with that, and that, you know, that kind of has that riffy 70s rock vibe, which is right up my alley, so I took to it right away. Yeah. Yeah, that one's always a highlight live for me. I enjoy it very much.
Absolutely, and that's another song there where I just dig off of the Brad's groove that he lays down and just put it down, and I just enjoy that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's key. Everybody talks about you got to have a good rhythm section, and it's a fact. I mean, what the Brad and Sleeves does, it just lets him, you know, be Tony over it and lets me sing words to the crowd over it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's so important, though. It really is, and we do go as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason there's a bad night there, we have a bad night, and it doesn't happen very often. But I mean, that, you know, it's the engine of the band. Mm-hmm. There's just so much truth to that. And when that's on fire, when it's firing on pistons, we just fire on pistons.
Yeah. That's really cool. It's fun to watch that dynamic. And, you know, that's the special part of seeing music live is, I mean, you're seeing some guys who want to put on a show, but they're also having fun. And they're getting to share their craft, you know, and whether it's the music that you've written or created or just having some fun. You do a killer job doing AC/DC, man. It's just fun stuff, you know. That's just, and it makes somebody's night out. It's a whole lot better than listening to a freaking jukebox, you know.
I'll second that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've never really taken ourselves too serious. We do have fun.
Yeah.
But I always say the music, it's a team sport, man, and I got a great team. I love it. You know, yeah, I mean, you can play as much music as you want, but if you haven't got a good team, forget about it, man. These guys are the best.
Now, on your website and socials, you have you have created some fun looks inside the band where you can meet that team. Who wants to tell us about this shenanigans?
I know for my segment, I had a gag in there. I don't know if anybody's watched it. The gag is that, you know, it starts out me just sitting on a couch playing a guitar through an amp, and then progressively more stuff appears into the frame so that by the time it's over, I'm obscured behind a wall of equipment. And that is actually all stuff I own. And I was drinking vodka during the entire production. So
that wasn't obvious. Wasn't obvious at all.
Well, so that I filmed my segment the morning after AC/DC was here last May. So I was still going on from the previous night. Okay. So that was a fun time.
You know, the Brad and I, we're at a little disadvantaged because I think we recorded like 2 in the morning maybe. Okay. After a show up in Erie, Philly on the Rocks, I think it was. That was a kick-ass show. I'm sorry. That was a great show. And but yeah, so we were back there after putting a couple rooskies away, and yeah, then they got recorded, and it is what it is. It's very entertaining to me.
Yeah, it works out well. And we have some more coming. We had a bunch of fans ask us a bunch of questions.
Oh, cool.
So those are going to be presented in video form as well here as soon as I get some more time to put it all together, but it's going to be fun stuff.
NobleHopsMusic.com, simple place to check out where the Noble Hops are. And you guys have some cool gigs coming up. I know you're going to be playing up north again. You've got a charity event coming up, as a matter of fact, this week, right?
Wednesday. Yep, yeah. We'll be at Poverty Knob in Waterford.
Okay, up in Waterford. So if you're traveling or want to travel, hop on up I-79 toward Waterford. And then you got a pretty cool opportunity coming. I know you guys have done some really cool shows down at Jurgles in your time. But you got a really fun one coming up in May that you're going to have an opportunity to open up for an historic band.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, this is special. Going back to Deadshot, we used to cover Hair of the Dog in that band. So this was whenever he told us, I thought he was messing with us at first. But yeah, I'm very excited for that.
That's May 21st. So if you're listening to this, you need to buy a ticket. You can get a ticket off of us. We'll discount. You know, we'll cover some of the price of that for you, but. We'd love to see you there. We'd love the support.
The band Nazareth coming to Jurgles. Noble Hops will be opening up for them. And I'll tell you, you know, everybody knows those historic albums. I mean, the Hair of the Dog album is just
it's an all-timer.
Timeless classic. Yeah. And I talk about that every time we play a cut from it, because I think on our station here, you know, we play 3/4 of that album. And if we haven't played it all yet, we will at some point, because it's just such an incredible album. And I love the work. But I also love some of the newer stuff that Pete and the crew were doing. You know, they had gone to a vocalist, Carl Sentence, who now has left. But after Dan kind of took ill and was going to step away from the road, he wanted the band to soldier on, and he said, you know, I want, you know, he approved of Carl joining in. They had written some pretty cool stuff that I've played on my Saturday night show that I don't know if a lot of people caught, you know.
Yes, no, I did. I was listening, and I was pretty surprised. That's New Nazareth?
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, pretty cool. So you'll get the opportunity to grace the stage with those. That'll be a great night, May 21st. So make sure you get your tickets. Yeah, and you'll save some bucks if you go through the Noble Hops to do so. So get those tickets. Everybody out there listening is required, just because you're listening to my voice right now, to buy a ticket. Support the Noble Hops Band. How about that? So, well, we'll follow along what you guys have going on. I know it'll be a busy time. A lot of times, you've been playing a little bit more around this area this year compared to, I would say, the previous year, huh?
Yeah, and we've got a really big one coming up this year also in the area. We're going to be at the Band Jam. We're playing the Band Jam this year.
Woo! Doggy. Yeah. Well, there's an early Friday reveal for you.
Breaking news. Yeah. Breaking news.
So the hops will be hopping, and that'll be at August 20th through 22nd, thebandjam.com. So, well, we've got a couple more tunes we want to play here, and I guess, you know, we've talked about JC3 playing in bands, fictitious or not. We've talked about Tony's old band Deadshot. We've heard some Noble Hops. I know that Brad wasn't able to be here in physicality, but we've got to play something that he was involved in, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this goes back a decade plus with our show, because we used to feature Don Strange and the Douche Bears, and the Brad was a part of that band. And this was one that kind of, I think, came out of the selection of songs that we featured from that, and it's called Reject Bile. And that's the Brad.
The Brad.
It's the band he was in.
The Brad.
I don't know what part of the name he was referred to, but
the Bears are
or otherwise.
The Brad News Bears. That's what
there
it
you
is.
Go. The Brad yeah. News Bears.
And then we're going to wrap it up remembering our friend Mo Nelson. And we'll pull out what you guys recorded as the Mo Show, which, again, is there any possibility that you will resurrect that again? Or was that a one-off? We've done him. Because, I mean, you keep the spirit of Mo alive by doing his music. But just curious, because you did that full kind of year dedicated to that. I would say
there's no never. It's always possible. Okay. I mean, we did last year, was it? We got together Steamworks. Yeah. And, you know, nobody came out for it. But we were there, and we remembered him. And we actually have Lee was kind enough to record our set at the Band Jam when we played there as the Mo Show. And we're still sitting on that.
Okay.
And that needs to be released one of these days, and we'll make that happen when we can.
Okay. Yeah. It was a fantastic tour you guys did. Pretty cool. And I think there's something that always goes on right before the show, too, that is kind of Mo connected. I don't know if we can refer to that or not, but let's just say some inspiration prior to taking the stage occurs with the Noble Hops Band.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So if you come to the show, maybe you'll catch that sometime. But guys, we appreciate you sharing the show with us here tonight. Utah, of course, being part of the Noble Hops. But Tony and Sleeves, JC3, appreciate you guys being in the studio. That's and send our best to the Brad when we get to see him. And again, you got some opportunities to see them up in Waterford coming up on Wednesday, April 15th. So if you're pouting about your taxes, go get yourself some relief. And then the 21st of May, you will be at Jurgles watching the Noble Hops open for Nazareth. So get your tickets. And again, follow them, noblehopsmusic.com. Utah Burgess, Tony Villela, and Johnny Costa, Sleeves, here tonight, and the Brad, all part of the Noble Hops. Don Strange and the Douche Bears and Wicked Rest here tonight. Guys, thanks for being in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Never have it for me. Was it just a stupid universe playing a big trick on me? Got a dog that's not a dog that makes it really hard to be a saint. Just because I'm a hack doesn't mean why's that man so successful? How much does it cost for rhinoplasty? When she says we're friends, does she mean just friends? Or you give him hand jobs, so why won't he hold your hand in love? It's a crying shame. All your life, you thought you were someone else. all your life, living in the reject pile. All my life, oh, I thought I was someone else. All my life, just an upper middle class, heavyweight champ, beauty pageant winning, three-time repeat offender of the reject pile. Heading down this dusty road, trying to find the rest of my soul, and I don't think I'll be back again. Debris and innocence, the things that I must have left in the no-name town to the west. I guess there's no rest for the wicked rich. And all the lies I've told, and all the shows I've shown, and all the things I've done. Someone better will begin. Well, I guess there's no rest for the wicked rest. Well, I guess there's no rest for the wicked rest. Things I've done to live. What if I was a different man? Someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better will begin. Well, I guess there's no rest. I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Yeah. I guess there's no rest. I guess there's no rest. I guess there's no rest for me. Thank you.
music?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Not this stuff.
Not this stuff.
Rock on.
Rock on.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity run wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along on my automobile, I anxious to tell the way I feel. I told her softly and sincere. She leaned and whispered in my ear. Curdling more and riding slow with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked down by the Kokomo. The night was young, the moon was gold, and we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along on my calaboose, just trying to get that belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for a safety belt that wouldn't budge. Curdling more and riding slow with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked down by the Kokomo. Now the night was young, the moon was gold, and we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along with my calaboose, still trying to get that belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for a safety belt that wouldn't budge. And playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Tired of trying to find good rock on the radio?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait a minute. Wow. Yes.
Your rock station, 97.7.
We've traveled a long distance to see you, oh great one.
This is where you come to rock.
More rock next.
Your rock station. Here's what you missed today on The Rock